2. Listen to the following short speech and answer the questions.
This is Judy. I'm sure you know my voice, but it's very nice to get a chance to spend some time with you now and to say my own opinions. You know, I used to think English as an international language or as a global language was maybe a bit of an exaggeration, and that because of the political and economic power that English-speaking countries have now, it was also perhaps a temporary phenomenon, and that if that economic power decreased, then the language would also lose its popularity, as has happened in the past. But now, after doing this textbook and speaking with many different people and discovering how English is used around the world, I realized that, especially in university education, English has been accepted as the dominant means of communication, both written and spoken, in most of the world. And I think this is a very, very important factor. And because of that, I think that English as a global language has a different position than other languages have had previously. And I think it's a position that will be maintained, at least in the foreseeable future. I also think that internet is one reason that this position of English will probably not decline. It really has been accepted around the world as a global language. And because of that, a lot of people talk about establishing a world standard of English. And I realize that this may be an important concept. But on the other hand, I think it's also important to understand that people do speak differently. And especially since English is a foreign language for much of the world, that people will bring in their own pronunciation patterns, their own intonation patterns, their own vocabulary, etc., etc. And it's very, very important to be tolerant of that. And in fact, I think tolerance and acceptance of the other person is the one most important factor for good communication in general with anyone. If you don't respect your partners, you can't really understand them. And perhaps one of the most important factors for communicating with someone from another culture is confidence in yourself and in your culture. Of course, good pronunciation and grammar don't hurt, but if you don't feel confident, you won't be able to use them. But if you do feel that your English is respected and you respect your partner's English, you will feel confident. Thank you for listening.